Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
You're listening to The Strata, a Beyond the Dark production. Season 10, The Ascent, Part 2.
DeLeo? Hey, has anyone seen DeLeo?
Right here, Mr. Alfred. Sorry, I was about to come see you.
What the hell happened? You were gone for hours.
Yeah, it ended up taking a lot longer than I thought. Some of the candidates didn't show up at the rendezvous, and, well, I had to go hunting.
Didn't show up? Why not? Don't they know who they're dealing with? You and me, we're Fortunatos. Do those losers think they can disrespect us like that and get away with it?
It wasn't a big deal.
I hope you came down hard on them.
Well,
DeLeo, come on, we've talked about this. You have to step up and assert yourself, or these guys are gonna walk all over you.
Yeah, I know that.
Are you sure? Because you don't look convincing right now.
Listen, Alfred, just give me a chance, huh? Until a few weeks ago, I was way down the ranks. I was a nobody. And now...
Things have changed, and they're gonna keep changing, fast. You have to deal with that.
I'm trying.
Yeah, I know you are, kid.
I'll do better. I promise.
Nah, just forget about it. Let's concentrate on the situation at hand. We have some work to do. Tell me about the new guys.
Okay,
So, the ones I found this afternoon are over there, in the corner. The guy in the jacket and the other two.
You only got three? That's it?
That's all I could bring in.
Oh, and look at them. They're as green as sewer weed.
Yeah, well, they said they could handle themselves in a skirmish.
Oh, yeah. I'll believe that when I see it. Something tells me these three, and the rest of these clowns we've rounded up, aren't gonna be much help when the action starts.
We've spent the last 2 weeks scraping every bar, back alley, and street corner in Midtown, sir. This is the best we're gonna get.
It's a disgrace to the very name of the Fortunato crew. That's what it is. But we have to start somewhere.
So, do you think we're ready to move on to the next phase of the plan?
We have no choice. The sharks are circling. And we need to fortify our position before it's too late.
I thought you said we couldn't stay here.
This place? Of course not. Look at it. We couldn't mount a defense here against a pack of angry hobos. We're leaving tonight.
So, you found a new place?
Yeah. Look, here. It's over at Crosstown. Large enough for 50 men. Good locations for sentries. We can even turn one of these rooms into a vault.
Does it have all the facilities we need?
No, but we can work on that. First and foremost, we need a solid base to build on. Once we're established, I'm sure we can fit it out with all the fancy shit. But let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Hey, do you want me to start organizing the men? Should we start packing up?
Yeah, let's do that. But make sure they're traveling light. Take the essentials, nothing more.
Are you expecting trouble?
Who knows? I've tried to keep everything under the radar, but you never...
Halford? What's the matter?
How long has it been since the sentries checked in?
I'm not sure.
Did you see them when you came through?
Yeah, they were in position.
Team One, come in! Team One, answer!
Maybe check with Team Two?
I don't need to check with Team Two. Something's going down.
Oh, shit.
All right, everyone, wake up! We got a situation happening here. I need three teams to investigate the sentry positions right now! You, and you! Lock and load. Report back to me with your findings. Oh, come on, move it, you idiots! Let's go! I need eight of you to head up to the second level. Take up positions at the windows and shoot anything that moves out there on the street. The rest of you secure the northern end of the building. Go! Double time!
Yeah, I'll get over there as well. Make sure
they... Not so fast, DeLeo. You're with me. We have to secure the back. Make sure no one comes in from behind.
Out through the tunnels? I thought you said no one could.
Don't argue. Just get your shit and let's go.
Yeah, sure.
We're gonna be all right, kid. Just stick with me. I'll look after you.
Okay.
Through here, DeLeo. Let's move.
Still no one answering at the lab.
I can't reach Jimena or Emily either. No one's picking up.
What the hell is going on? Where is everyone?
There has to be a logical explanation for all this. We'll get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, if we can ever get through this Dockerton traffic.
Watch it! That's a red light.
Yeah, I never should have taken off like that. Joyriding around in the Deadlands. What was I thinking?
Stop beating yourself up, Russ. That's not helping.
Hey! Move that piece of shit out of the way!
You're yelling at an automated freight transport, pal. It can't hear you.
If that asshole Halliwell has done something,
then I'll personally help you rip his head off. But before we get to that, let's think through this rationally. Where's the best place to start looking for them?
Halliwell's lab.
That's a half hour's drive from here, all the way across Midtown and half of Highgate City. Shouldn't we start here in Dockerton?
Humanist place. At the commune?
It's only a few minutes away, right?
Yeah, but that's time lost if we come up empty.
It makes more sense this way, trust me.
You sure?
Yeah, let's hit the commune first, and then head to the lab if we come up empty.
All right. Hang on to your lunch.
Which one's her room?
Just up here. This door on the left. Jimena! You in there? Jimena!
Oh my god, Rust! Sienna!
Hey, I got you. I've got you.
Just when I thought you might not be coming back at all.
I'm sorry about that. I didn't manage this whole situation very well, did I?
I'm partly responsible for that. I kind of got a rush of blood and talked Rust into a trip across the Deadlands.
The Deadlands? What's that all about?
We'll tell you everything as soon as we get a chance. First, I just want to make sure everything is okay here.
Yeah. No problem.
Carlita and Emily, are they okay?
Carlita's downstairs, playing with a few of her friends. She's fine.
And Emily?
She's okay, but it's a long story. What about you? Are you both all right?
Fine. We've been trying to reach you, but you haven't been answering.
Sorry. I've been on the phone for hours trying to sort out medical supplies and... Anyway, come on in. Let's talk inside. Rust, you're walking again. You have legs.
Yeah, not bad, huh?
What the hell happened out there in the Deadlands?
Let's go inside and we'll talk.
You said something about Emily.
Yeah, what happened? Is she hurt? Was it Halliwell?
Emily's fine, apart from a scorch mark or two. There was an incident at Halliwell's lab. We were right not to trust him.
What did he do?
He built himself a weapon. A plasma gun, Emily said. That's why he was asking for all those weird parts. He must have been hiding it in some secret storage compartment.
Bastard.
There may be more stuff he was building. We don't know what, exactly. But somehow he managed to knock out the power to the clinic, and that disabled the security system. That allowed him to use the plasma gun to cut his way out through the plexiglass.
We underestimated him.
We were stupid. So goddamn stupid.
Howell made a run for it, and... unsurprisingly, Emily tried to get in his way.
Wait a second. Didn't the bastard have a plasma gun?
That's why she got scorched. She tried her best to stop him from leaving, but... he managed to squirm past her.
Piece of shit.
During the struggle, though... Emily managed to get a hold of a briefcase that Halliwell was trying to take with him.
A briefcase? What briefcase?
It was locked, so we couldn't tell exactly what was inside, but Emily figured that whatever it was might be valuable to Halliwell. Sure enough, the bastard called back wanting to trade. In exchange for the briefcase, he was willing to hand over a cache of medical supplies. Enough to really make a difference here in Dockerton.
So you went for it?
I talked her into it. Yeah. The promise of those supplies, it... well, it was worth the risk. So Emily went to meet with him at a rendezvous point, south of Dockerton, on the edge of the Deadlands. She handed the briefcase over to a drone that Halliwell was operating, and after that, she was supposed to help me with distributing the medical supplies. But,
What happened?
She went after him instead. Halliwell. Followed him out into the Deadlands.
Emily left the Strata?
Yeah. I mean, I tried to change her mind, but... I guess there was nothing I could do.
Why would she do that?
Well, she still has a thing against Halliwell for what he did to Curran. And aside from that, she also thought the briefcase might contain something bad. Research data, to be specific.
Let me guess. The data Halliwell was gathering for his ghost project.
Right. She was worried that he was going to use it to start up his resurrection project again.
Out in the Deadlands?
That seemed to be where he was headed.
How long ago was this? We should go after her.
Forget it, Rust. You'll never find her out there.
We followed a target out in the Deadlands once before, right, see? We're practically experts at this shit.
I'm not sure about this one, pal. Do we have an exact location where we can start?
No. You'd be wasting your time. Besides, this is what Emily wanted. She told me she didn't want to stay in the Strata any longer. Said she didn't belong here.
Didn't belong?
Well, she's been finding it difficult to reintegrate here, after everything that's happened.
Yeah, I knew she was struggling with things, but I didn't think she'd leave.
Maybe she'll come back again once this mess with Hollywall is sorted out.
I just wish there was some way we could help her. She shouldn't be out there trying to do this on her own.
Actually, there might be something we can do after all. Give me a minute here to check a few things.
Amanda, take a seat. You look exhausted.
I'm okay. There's just been so much going on. I've been trying to organize shipment and distribution for those medical supplies we secured from Hallowell, for a start.
Shouldn't Millicon be in charge of that?
Millicon? Don't make me laugh.
Yeah. What was I thinking?
Yeah, so there's that. But,
This thing with Emily has hit you pretty hard, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I was just getting used to the idea of having her around again. And now she's gone. And then you and Sienna disappeared, and that made everything worse. And I just felt like I was alone again.
I'm sorry about that. It was selfish.
No, not at all, Rust. That trip of yours was important, and I don't blame you at all for going.
Well, I'm here now, and I'm not going anywhere. You hear me?
Yeah. I hear you.
What's the story with these medical supplies? I'm sure I can help with...
Okay, guys, I'm onto something here. I'll be right back.
See, where the hell are you going?
I have to get something from the van.
What's got you all worked up?
I think I can find her.
Huh?
Emily, I've got an idea. I think I can find a way to track her down.
Summers? What's going on? It's the middle of the night.
Sorry, Frankie, but this is important. We need to talk.
Okay, don't you ever sleep?
Most nights, no.
Okay, so what is it?
I need you to double-check those details you gave me. Something doesn't seem right here.
Which details in particular?
The address you gave me was 641 Washburn, right?
Let me just bring it up here, hang on. Yeah, that's it.
This can't be right, no way.
Okay, what's the problem?
I've circled this place 3 times now, and I still haven't spotted a single sentry.
Okay, so you're at the place now?
Yeah, looking right at it.
Oh, Summers, are you sure that's safe? These Fortunato guys, they're hardcore, right? If you go sticking your nose
in... Don't worry about that, Frankie. I can handle myself, as long as I have good intel.
The intel is clean, Summers. I guarantee that.
In all of my years dealing with the Fortunatos, I've never seen a compound or safe house left unguarded. Ever.
Maybe they shot through already. I don't know, maybe they're gone.
Could be. I guess there's only one way to know for sure.
Ah, shit. You're going in, aren't you?
Just stay on the line, Frankie. I might need you for something.
Summers, I'm not gonna be much help sitting in my living room.
Just hang on. I'm at the door.
What's going on?
The door's been breached. Split wide open.
Oh, that doesn't sound good.
I'm going inside. Shit. Got a body already. 2, no, 3.
Oh shit, who is it?
No idea. I don't recognize any of them.
But they're dead.
Oh, yeah. You better believe it. There's enough blood in this hallway to fill half the bay.
And maybe you should, call in the cops?
I've almost reached the back. 1 second. Well, they're dead.
Who?
All of them. There must be 20 guys in here.
So what happened?
Looks like they were in full retreat. Came back down the hallway here, then got caught in the crossfire. They never stood a chance.
Are these all Fortunatos? Wait. That crew's supposed to be tough. Professional. How did they end up slaughtered like that?
I don't know. Like I said, something's off about this whole thing. I'm gonna take some time to look around. Maybe you should try...
Afraid you missed the party, Summers.
Shit! Detective Kavanaugh, where did you come from?
Sorry, did I startle you?
Hey, Summers, what's going on?
I'm gonna have to call you back, Frankie. Thanks for your help. You're lucky I didn't blow your head off, Detective.
Ah, itchy trigger finger, huh?
I'm knee-deep in blood and dead bodies. That tends to set me on edge more often than not.
Don't worry. I've given the place a once-over. All threats have been eliminated.
What are you doing here, Kavanaugh? Was this a raid or something?
No, this isn't my handiwork. I missed the party too. Got here maybe half an hour too late.
Have you pieced together what happened?
Yeah, just about. Seems our friends, the Fortunatos, got steamrolled by a rival gang, the Lobos. If my, intel is accurate.
So somebody tipped you off?
No, I was investigating a triple homicide from a few days back. A guy called Halford was involved, stole creds and some weapons from a vendor in Jacktown, then jumped an auto cab. Killed a mother and her two kids just so he could steal their ride.
Bastard.
Yeah. Nasty piece of work. I was looking into the case and followed the breadcrumbs to this location.
Halford. So he was here.
Yeah. He was using this place as a temporary safe house, as far as I can tell.
Where's the body?
Halford? Not here. I'm guessing he got away.
He made a run for it? That's not like him. Especially if the Lobos are the ones making the moves. The Fortunatos have been bullying the Lobos for years.
Well, seems like the shoe is on the other foot now. The Lobos are moving in for the kill.
What? That's ridiculous. There's no way the Fortunatos would let that happen.
Maybe not the old Fortunatos, but things have changed.
The old Fortunatos? What are you talking about, Cav?
Oh, you haven't heard, have you? About all the shit that went down.
All I know is that the Fortunatos have been acting strange these last few weeks, and I can't find any answers on the streets. It's like they've disappeared or... Well, are you going to tell me or not?
I don't know if I should. It's classified police intel.
Oh, come on, don't give me that shit.
Hey... It's not like you've done the Midtown PD any favors lately. In fact, you've had quite a lot to say about the department, from what I hear. Going on about the corruption, the ineptitude of your old colleagues.
It's nothing personal, and none of that stuff was directed at people like you.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Cav, those things needed to be said. The people running the department are long overdue an ass-kicking. Too bad if a few feathers got ruffled because one ex-cop decided to speak her mind.
I see you ain't changed a bit.
No, I haven't.
Oh, can't say I'm surprised.
So, the two of us, are we good?
You know, I rub shoulders with you plenty of times in that station house over the years, Summers. I saw you work a shitload of cases, and thinking back on it, I can't remember a single time that you didn't have the look about you.
The look?
Yeah, you know, the hunger. The same restlessness and angst I see every time I look in the mirror. The thing is, some cops don't give a shit. They can't wait to get out the door every afternoon and put their feet up at home. Zone out to the latest gridcast. But you were never like one of those day traders. You lived this job 24/7. Just like I did.
Yeah, I did.
But then, you decided to take a big steaming dump all over the PD, didn't you? I can't deny it. that rubbed me the wrong way. It was a kick in the nuts to every hard-working detective out there who's ever shed blood, sweat, and tears in the name of the department. It's an insult to cops like me.
Like I said, I didn't...
Some of those day trader cops wanted to string you up. Maybe as much as those Fortunato bastards who put the bounty on your head. But not me. Why? Because I understood why you did it. I understood your anger and frustration, and I knew that your heart was in the right place. So you asked me if we're good. I'll tell you. Yeah. Yeah, we're good.
So you'll fill me in on the Fortunato situation?
Sure, but it can't go any further than this room. You got that?
I don't think these guys are gonna tell any tales.
Summers, I'm serious.
Yeah, you got it. My lips are sealed.
Okay. Let's start at the beginning. You heard about the breakout attempt at Black Hall, right? Inmates blasting their way into the underground and escaping through the tunnels.
Yeah, word is that the Fortunatos were behind the whole thing. Organized it so they could wipe out old members of the Scarridge organization.
That's right. But they didn't manage to kill everyone. A ganglord called Carver escaped in the confusion.
Yeah, I already heard about this.
And you also know that Carver was the one who managed to get a hold of the ghost technology. He's the one who turned all those dead people into his own personal army in Dockerton.
Yeah, I'm across all of that.
So, as you may have guessed, Carver really liked to hold a grudge. It was one of his defining characteristics, in fact. He had it in for your friend Tenikoff and that courier Rust as well. But what you might not have realized is that Carver hated the Fortunato crew maybe even more than those two, all because of what they tried to do to him during that breakout. The assassination attempts on him and the other Scarridge loyalist in Black Hall.
Carver had it in for the Fortunatos. Makes sense, I guess.
After the whole ghost incident ended, Millicon were doing some cleanup in various hotspots across the Strata, a mansion in Highgate City, as well as a few locations here in Midtown. And that's how they figured it out. Carver didn't just go after the people of Dockerton. He also singled out the Fortunatos for special treatment as well. He sent hordes of his ghost army to every known Fortunato stronghold in Midtown and Dockerton. And the results were catastrophic. Their ranks were decimated.
Are you shitting me? Carver nuked the Fortunatos?
He didn't kill all of them. A handful of lieutenants escaped, including our friend Halford. But they were weak and couldn't reassemble into any kind of cohesive group. And they were scattered, floundering. Rival gangs moved in and started taking over their territory. And when the survivors tried to resist, they were squashed like bugs.
Holy shit. The Fortunatos have practically been wiped out. That's what you're telling me.
Yeah, you got it. They're being hunted into extinction. In fact, according to the best intel we have, Halford is the last lieutenant left. He was trying to recruit some thugs, trying to strengthen his position, but...
That didn't seem to work out for him.
No. No, I mean, look at these guys on the floor here. Halford was really scraping the bottom of the barrel. Purse snatchers and trankheads. They're soft. It's no wonder they couldn't stand up to an assault from a hardened gang like the Lobos.
So that leaves the question. Where's Halford?
No idea. Well, right now, I need to get this mess cleaned up. I've called in backup to start tagging and bagging these lowlifes. After that, I'll get to work on tracking them down.
Where's your partner, Eileen? Is she helping you out?
Eileen's got her own problems. In fact, she's up to her eyeballs right now.
What's she doing?
She's been reassigned to that smoking pile of ash we used to call Dockerton. The department is bringing in all the young and physically capable cops to help straighten things out down there.
Oh, right. She's one of the young ones now. I heard somewhere she had a little rejuvenation done.
Just a little.
It's weird. I still think of her as an old veteran, always complaining about her arthritis.
Yeah, so do I most of the time. But, I'm slowly getting used to the new Eileen. Although it's been rough at times.
It's a mess down there in Dockerton, huh? Looting, break-ins, a lot of scumbags taking advantage of the situation.
Eileen tells me it's hard work, that's for sure. And it's not going to get better in a hurry. Anyway, Summers, maybe you should clear out before the backup gets here. I don't think too many others in the apartment will look too kindly on your presence here. They're not all as forgiving as me.
Yeah, that's probably good advice.
Can I assume that you'll be going after Halford yourself? You've got that look in your eye.
Damn right.
I'm not going to stand in your way, but since I'm working the case, maybe keep me in the loop, huh? The two of us might even be able to help each other out.
Sure, but just understand one thing, Cav. I'm not bringing this guy in for questioning. I'm not interested in setting up plea deals or negotiating terms of surrender. I'm going out there to put him down. Put him down hard.
From you, Summers, I'd expect nothing less.
This podcast is made possible by my supporters on Patreon. If you'd like to hear ad-free, early release episodes, as well as my exclusive series, The Strata, Luna, head over to patreon.com/beyondthedark. Your support means I can keep bringing you more seasons of The Strata. Season 10, The Ascent. Starring Rhiannon Marshall, Jason Churoy, Michelle Mosley, Eliza Marteja, Trent Trachtenberg, Nate Barham, Brian Jeffords, Chloe Elmore, Rebecca Tanman, Brandon Hunt, Jarrett Griffiths, Vivian Reed, and Ramsey Zurob. Created by Mark R. Healy. A Beyond the Dark production.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Greetings, fans of the esoteric, and welcome to the trailer for Madame Magenta Sonus Mystica. Hang on, why am I doing my own trailer?
Where will the people want to see their star, my dear?
No one can see me, Bernard. This is a podcast.
Oh.
You know what? I should have that deep voice chap doing this. You know the one. What's his name?
Oh, the strange name. Yes.
Like a fruit.
Red pepper, yes. Yes.
In a world where something, something, something.
That's the one. Oh, it's quite sexy, Bernard.
Ew.
Save that for later.
No, I'm not sure I can keep it up.
You've never had a problem before.
That was a very clever joke.
Yes.
I am a very turgid man.
You are? I'm going to make a cup of tea. You do the trailer.
Oh, right you are.
In a world...
Earl Grey or normal?
Earl Grey, please.
In a world where ghosts and angels walk amongst us...
Float! They float!
Float amongst us stands one woman, Magenta.
Oh, God, my bloody spirit guide's frozen the milk again. It's going to have to be iced tea, I'm afraid.
Oh, all right, fair enough.
Psychic, medium...
My throat... Oh, Magenta, I can't do this anymore.
Bernard, you won't get nodules. You're not Adele.
Well, actually, interestingly enough, that wasn't nodules. That was an exploding polyp.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine that? Ew. Exploding polyp. Anyway, that's not why I can't do the trailer anymore.
Oh. Do you mean...
Yes, the angelic manifestation by the dog bed, yes.
Here we go again. What do you want?
From the makers of Mockery Manor comes Madame Magenta, Sonos Mystica. For all fans of the esoteric. Available now wherever you get podcasts.